It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll take a look at the annual State of Working Wisconsin report. This year shows some improvement for the state's economy, but the report says there's still work to be done.
But first, according to a recent study in the American Journal of Sports Medicine, the rate of concussions among high school athletes across the nation has more than doubled between 2005 and 2012.
And this kind of research has a lot of parents concerned. They might feel like they're walking a fine line between letting their kids play these contact sports, things like football, but also wanting to ensure that they have the best protective gear when they do it.
Researchers at UW-Madison recently looked into claims by sports equipment manufacturers that some products may better protect young athletes from concussion risk. The study involved more than 2,000 high school football players at 34 high schools across Wisconsin during the 2012 and 2013 seasons. The lead co-investigator of that study, Dr. Allison Brooks, joins us now. She's an assistant professor in the UW Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. Allison, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So going in, what did you expect to find when it comes to how well helmets work?
Well, this research study really was generated by a lot of, you know, questions from our community, athletes, their parents, coaches, athletic directors, you know, who were getting approached by different manufacturers saying, you know, you need to buy this or that helmet. Our helmet works better than the other helmet. And there was a lot of confusion about whether that was really true. And when we went and looked at the scientific evidence behind it, there really wasn't a whole lot there. So we felt we were in a position to try and help answer this really important question for not just our community here in Dane County, but in our state as a whole. And we were expecting actually to find what we found, which is all of the, you know, newer modern helmets that have been manufactured in the last 5 or 10 years all do an excellent job to do what they are designed to do, which is prevent catastrophic injury like intracranial bleed or skull fracture. But there wasn't one clear, you know, brand of helmet that was substantially better at reducing the risk of concussion compared to its competitors.
That's interesting because, you know, if you're a parent, you've got a kid playing contact football, you may think, you know, we get the state-of-the-art gear, which has been engineered for safety, that the result will be fewer concussions. But it's interesting that that was not even remotely the case.
Well, I think one thing to remember is, you know, in the study overall, I think there were 14 different makes and models of helmets that kids were wearing. But the majority of them, I think almost over 85% of them, were in one of five helmets made by the top three manufacturers, you know, Riddell, Schutt, or Zenith. And among those sort of most commonly used helmets that are, you know, are all, you know, much more modern design than what was being used in the 1990s and really even the early 2000s, they all seem to do, you know, a relatively equally good job of protecting kids. I think we don't want parents to have this false sense of security that if I buy the newest, you know, latest, greatest, most expensive, fanciest helmet, that my child doesn't have a risk of concussion. I really think that that is just not the case.
Now, the study also looked at the relationship between mouth guards and concussion risk. What did you find there?
Well, we were surprised with that result, which was that kids who were wearing, you know, a custom mouth guard, meaning it was, you know, molded either by a dentist or some other way, and specifically, you know, customized for that athlete, that they were actually at higher risk of concussion compared to the kids who were just, you know, wearing the old generic boil and bite mouth guards. And I really don't think that means that the mouth guard is causing more concussions. I think it means that we're not measuring something else. Like, there was some other reason that those kids were potentially wearing the custom mouth guards, or maybe they were, you know, playing in higher risk positions, or I think we don't have a really good explanation for that finding. That certainly was surprising.
Well, and in terms of, you know, the final end goal here, which is cutting down on concussions, some things that parents and coaches might try is, you know, having fewer incidences of contact practice or having players with more experience who knew how to avoid the tough hits on the head. What about those factors?
Well, we were able to look at some of those in the study that was just recently published. Specifically, not surprisingly, the rate of concussion in games was dramatically higher than it was in practice. But even when we looked at, full contact practice versus no contact practice, the rate of concussion was almost four times higher, obviously, in practices that involved full contact. And we did look at, we asked players to report, how many years they had been playing tackle football. And that didn't seem to be a protective effect, meaning, we had some kids who had been playing tackle football for, five, six, 7 years or more, and they didn't seem to be sustaining concussions at a lower rate than other kids who were newer to tackle football.
So what about someone who's playing on the varsity team versus someone who's just beginning? Is there a differential there in the concussion rate?
We looked at that as well, what their grade in school was, as well as the level they were competing at, whether it was, freshman, JV, or varsity. And none of those factors really seemed to matter either. What did matter was an athlete's previous history of concussion. So those athletes who had already sustained a concussion, either whether it was another lifetime concussion or a concussion within the last 12 months, they were at almost twice the risk of getting another concussion in that season.
So it's an interesting thing. You looked at the helmets, that didn't seem to matter. Practice and experience didn't seem to matter. What would make a difference? Did your study point you in the direction of anything that could help cut that concussion risk?
Well, I think obviously there's a lot of interest right now in limiting contact to the head, and one way to do that is to limit how much contact is occurring in practices. And the WIAA actually this summer voted to limit how much contact there can be in practice for this high school football season. So actually we have extended the study an additional year to look at whether that rule change makes a difference. Are we seeing fewer concussions in practice and potentially games related to sort of overall kids being exposed to less head contact? So I think that's one area, and I think rule enforcement is another area. I mean, obviously there are already rules in place about not spearing and leading with your head. And I really think, from an officiating and a coaching standpoint, we really need to teach players that the head is just off limits. It's not a weapon. It really, you want to avoid contact with your head, if at all possible.
In terms of parents and schools, coaches who are buying protective gear for their athletes, is there anything that they can do to buy the right stuff that's going to keep the kids safe and especially kids' heads safe?
Well, I think the message that we wanted to give, the coaches and the athletes who were in our study was that, that buying a $500 helmet doesn't necessarily seem to be buying you, as opposed to a $300 helmet. I'm not sure what the return on that investment is, or even a $200 helmet. So if you have a child or an athlete who really likes, a particular helmet, it fits them well, you make sure it's properly fitted, it's, well-maintained, it's in good condition, you inspect it every year, make sure the helmet isn't damaged, the athlete's wearing it appropriately, then you've done your job. Spending $300 more on a helmet isn't necessarily going to dramatically increase that athlete's risk of injury. So, buy the modern equipment, the newer designs, but make sure your kids are wearing the helmets appropriately, they're properly fit, and that they find that the helmet is comfortable. Because if the helmet is not comfortable, then they're probably not going to wear it appropriately.
Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure thing.
That was Dr. Allison Brooks, assistant professor in the UW Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.